It's time to open the door and welcome in our old colleague, Norm Hitzkiss, with some Norm Friday funnies. Hi, Norm.
Oh, it's good to see my pals, the musers.
Yeah, been a while.
It's been a while. It's great to see you, pal.
Yeah, good to see you, Norm. See you.
So just come in with some little funny.
What was that?
What's red and tastes like blue paint? Red paint.
Okay.
Why do ducks have feathers?
Why?
To cover their butt quack. Why doesn't Oedipus use foul language?
Why?
Because he kisses his mother with that mouth.
He just
refused to use foul language. Why did the non-binary miner go west?
I don't know.
Because there was gold and then their hills. In their hills. Non-binary. Great!
Okay. We're a little slow.
That took us a while.
Where does the suicide bomber go when they die?
Where?
Everywhere. It's a lot of cleanup. It's just, you gotta get a hazmat team. You just really do, pal. It's just biohazard team. Did you guys know, I don't know if you're into history and all sorts of history. Did you guys know that there was actually a vision-impaired dinosaur?
There was.
Yes, it was the I don't think he saw us.
Okay. I didn't know that.
What's the difference between light and hard?
Light and hard, what?
I can get a line on.
Okay, Norm.
I'm getting a little up there.
That's a little too much. We don't have to know.
You know, speaking of, the other day, my wife, Mirror Bear, she screamed, Norm, have you not heard a single bleeping thing I've been saying? And I was like, well, that's a weird way to start a conversation. But, you know, say what you want about deaf people. Seriously, you can. It's consequence-free.
Yeah,
just
yeah,
completely
so.
Consequence-free. That's great. Hey, oh, speaking of Mayor, the other day I was telling her, you know, I'm retired now, so I'm always, you know, just hanging around and listening to neighborhood gossip. The other day I was telling her that I heard that the lawn guy has slept with every woman on our street except for one. And Mary said, I bet it's that stuck-up bitch at 419. I went to the doctor the other day, and the doc was about to perform a prostate exam, and he says, look, it's a little weird, but it's just a routine medical procedure. Try not to get aroused, Steve. And I said, my name's not Steve. And he said, I know, that's my name. Speaking of Steve's, Stephen Hawking goes on a blind date, and he comes home later that night with cuts and bruises and broken ribs, and his glasses were smashed. You know why?
Why?
She stood him up.
Oh my gosh.
Henry Winkler is flying from New York to Los Angeles on a plane. It's going from New York to Los Angeles.
Right.
And this very beautiful air hostess approaches him. And she asks, would you like some headphones? And so Henry, he unbuckles his pants and says, yes, please. And by the way, it's pronounced Fonz. That's fun. Oh, speaking of our neighborhood.
Okay.
We were?
A few minutes
yesterday,
ago, yeah.
I got caught peeing in our community pool. And the lifeguard yelled at me so loudly, I almost fell in. It was, I don't know.
Norm.
Why, very offended. I don't know what.
That is not a urinal.
What did Cinderella say when she got to the ball?
What?
Norm!
What the heck?
God!
A four-year-old and a six-year-old, they're sitting upstairs in their bedroom, and the six-year-old says to his brother, hey, I think it's time we start swearing. And the four-year-old, he nods in agreement, and the six-year-old says, okay, so when we go downstairs, I'm going to say hell, and you say ass. So the four-year-old, he nods in agreement. So mom calls him down for breakfast. Boys get to the table. Mom says, what would you like for breakfast? Six-year-old kind of snickers and says, oh, hell, Ma, I think I'll just have some Cheerios. Mother slaps the six-year-old so hard that he falls out of his chair, goes crying, running up to his room. And mother turns to the four-year-old and says, well, young man, what are you going to have for breakfast? Four-year-old says, I don't know, but you bet your ass it's not Cheerios. she learned his lesson there. And finally, why does Dr. Pepper come in a bottle?
Why?
Because he and his wife are doing in vitro.
Okay, right. Norm, we're going to have to ask you to leave.
Let's get him out of the studio.
Man, he's working blue these days.
He is.
He's retired. He doesn't care.
He doesn't have to do that.